Welcome, Siouxland Catholic Radio listeners, to Faith in Action, a locally produced program by Siouxland Catholic Radio, which airs every Monday at 9 a.m. and replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Father Mark Stoll, priest of the Diocese of Sioux City, and I'm your host for today's show. And today we're blessed to have with us Dr. Keck, who is the president of Briarcliff University, and one of her fine students, Aidan Ford from Pocahontas, who is here. We're speaking about the role of Briarcliff University in our community and the role of our parishes, too, to help Briarcliff University, because every last Sunday of the month of January, every year, I don't know how many years we've been doing this, we've been taking up a collection called Briarcliff Sunday Collection, which supports the Bishop's Scholarship for students attending Briarcliff University. And so look for that collection the last Sunday of January in your parish. It's the first Sunday of Catholic Schools Week. And one of the benefits of this scholarship is helping someone like Aidan Ford to attend Briarcliff University. And so, Aidan, we were talking a little earlier about your knowledge of the collection. So how did you learn about the scholarship?
Well, I had heard of it from the collections and talking about it at Mass, but when I was starting my college search and looking into, like, scholarship applications and, like, affordability, when I was looking at Briarcliff, I was looking through their scholarships, and I saw the information about the Bishop's Scholarship, and that was a really great opportunity. So when I applied, I definitely filled that, or
yes.
Sorry, wanted to apply for that scholarship, mm-hmm. and hopefully receive that opportunity, which I was blessed to receive.
To receive, exactly. And so what does the application look like? I mean, what kind of information is asked on that scholarship application?
So Briarcliff has a scholarship application that's kind of like a one-stop shop, so mm-hmm. It helps fill out for many different scholarships that Briarcliff offers, okay. but then they'll maybe offer or supplement different things for specific scholarships. So I remember when I applied, I believe I had to write an essay about mm-hmm. my faith and how I'm involved in that and what it means to me, and I had to receive a letter of recommendation from my parish priest,
mm-hmm.
which Father Collison, I'm very grateful for his help with that.
Yeah, so either you wrote a very, very good essay or he wrote a very good recommendation, or it was both. And so as Dr. Keck was saying, the bishop helped select those, so he must have been really impressed by your essay, huh?
I guess.
Oh, she's a little bashful here all of a sudden.
You didn't bring it to share with us, did you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're not making you read the essay. But Dr. Keck was saying that one of the benefits of receiving this scholarship not only is the money that you receive, which we're going to talk about a little bit, but an opportunity to meet the bishop. And so have you had a chance to have dinner with him already?
Yes. Yeah, we had a dinner with him first semester, and that was a really great opportunity to get to know him and for him to get to know the students and better that with this scholarship and kind of learn like how our academic journeys are going at Briarcliff and help get more involved with the Briarcliff community in that way.
Right, and so there's about 11 recipients of this scholarship, as if I count right, you know, 3 freshmen, 2 sophomores, 3 juniors, 3 seniors. So all 11 had supper with the bishop, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what was the hot topic of that discussion that night?
I mean, we talked about a few things, uh-huh. just kind of like what people did with their summers at the
okay.
time. It was in the fall and just getting to know people like that.
Okay.
But a big thing that we talked about was how to strengthen the faith at Briarcliff University mm-hmm. and really get students more involved with the Catholic aspect of our education.
Right. And so you're involved with campus ministry, Catholic Daughters, Cliff Singers. And so those are 3 great ways to put your faith in action up the Briarcliff. And I'm sure the rest of the 10 are also very involved in many other different ways too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Very good. So again, we really we even put a call out to all of them so that congratulations to being a recipient, because you know we talk about 1,000 students or so, and you know how many are in the freshman class, for example, at Briarcliff right now?
Oh, 190.
190.
200.
And so for 3 out of 190, I'm not a mathematician, but the odds are
a group.
Yes, it's a unique group. So the odds of receiving this, because not everybody applies for this either, by the way, But those that do, I know there are some that get turned down for whatever reason. But so it's usually about 3 recipients per year then, Dr. Keck?
Yes, yes. And in addition to what Aiden shared, the student, obviously, the applicant has to be a member of a parish in
right.
the Sioux City Diocese. And then we have some minimum academic requirements. They have to have a minimum GPA cumulative at the high school level of a 3.0, mm-hmm. and then they have to maintain that at the collegiate level.
All right. And when that's awarded, then what is the award that a freshman typically receives in that award?
Sure. So we call them first years, actually.
First years, okay.
will typically receive $5,000. Okay. The next year, again, if they persist and meet those academic requirements, they get $6,500. Their third year, they would get $8,000, and then their senior award is $10,000.
Very good. And what's the typical tuition at Briarcliff right now?
So tuition is just over
$30,000
a year. Now, please know that 100% of our students receive some sort of
mm-hmm.
aid,
mm-hmm.
and very few, none of our students pay 100% of that. But financial aid from both the state and federal government mm-hmm. is based upon that tuition figure.
Right.
And then, of course, we have all kinds of scholarships in addition to the Bishop Scholarship
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
students either can apply for or
mm-hmm.
through this, what we call our centralized application form, they may be eligible for more than one.
Right. And so,
go ahead.
Yeah, I gotta say, you know, with, you know, like Pell Grants and other scholarships, things like that, you know, those monies maybe come from taxpayers or other donors and all that, but this is a unique scholarship, the Bishop Scholarship, because that money that is paid out to students comes from our families, our parishioners in our parishes that are helping support our parishes and those are attending Briarcliff, such as Aiden Ford.
I will share one additional thing that many of our Bishop Scholars also are eligible for something that's very unique in the state of Iowa. It's called the Iowa Tuition Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And if a student graduates from a high school in Iowa and goes to a private
right.
college or university in Iowa and they meet the financial eligibility requirements, they can get almost $7,000 a year from
mm-hmm.
the state of Iowa under the Iowa Tuition Grant. And it's an incredibly impactful program. The states around us, every state in the union is jealous of what
mm-hmm.
Iowa offers
mm-hmm.
in that regard. So we're very thankful to our legislators and the governor for continuing to support that program.
Right. And again, it's one of the blessings of living in Iowa. We have many great things going on in Iowa, many great things going on in Diocese City, and many great things going on at Briarcliff University. And Aiden must feel very blessed to have received the Bishop Scholarship.
Yes, very, very blessed.
Yeah. And I presume we won't go into all that, but you probably received a few other scholarships too.
Yeah.
You see, you're a bright student, and I can see it. So one, that is wonderful. Again, we really want to encourage, one of the reasons why we're here today is help our parishioners, encourage our parishioners to put their faith in action. Say, you know, when you see that basket gets passed around, and many parishes actually put an envelope in the packet saying Briarcliff University, Briarcliff Fund, Briarcliff Bishop Scholarship, however they put that on there, you know, that envelope is there, and we are really encouraging our parishioners here in the Diocese of City to support that. And, again, we know many people do support that, and that's how we have this scholarship available.
So, Father Mark, two things I'd like to add. If for some reason a parishioner is out of town
mm-hmm.
that weekend and isn't sitting in a pew, of course, we want them all, everyone to go to church that Sunday and every Sunday. But if you happen to be out of town, you can donate online. It's simply briarcliff.edu/donate. And then be sure to check off the Briarcliff Sunday box when
mm-hmm.
you make that donation. And the other thing I wanted to point out, and I've talked with the bishop about this many times, you know, one of the benefits of having a Catholic university in the diocese is your students get educated in the diocese, and they are much more likely then to stay
mm-hmm.
in the diocese after they graduate. You know, they may already be entrenched in an experiential learning internship, a clinical partnership, student teaching, whatever it is, and then those students go on to graduate. They stay in the diocese, hopefully, and have families and raise children, no pressure, Aiden. But obviously, you know, that's the goal, is to
mm-hmm.
just really have a thriving Catholic community throughout our diocese, and we love being a part of that.
Right, and I should also point out that many parishes have actually introduced online giving at the parish level on their websites, and so many parishes will actually have a little button you can check, you know, for Briarcliff University. So there's a couple different ways. You know, you can give directly to your parish. If you're out of town again, check out your online giving at your parish and give that way. If you can't be in person to, you know, put your donation in the basket, or as you just mentioned, Dr. Keck, go right to Briarcliff University to the website, briarcliff.edu, and there's a donate button there, and you'll be able to select the Briarcliff Bishop Scholarship donation button. So a number of different ways to give. So let's see. So going back to you, Aiden, again, recipient, and you're doing well, right, in school?
Yeah.
Making those A's and B's?
Yeah.
All A's?
Yeah.
Okay. Good professors?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite class right now?
I loved all of my classes that I've taken so far this semester. I really liked my education class. It helped me, reassure that was the path that I wanted to go down. And so I'm excited to continue with those courses again this semester. But yeah, all the professors are so nice and so helpful at Briarcliff University, and I really appreciate that. And so honestly, like, all the classes are really good.
Very good.
What did you think of the Core 100 class for the Franciscan for the new first-year students?
I really liked that class. I thought it was really interesting. I love learning about the saints and, like, feast days and everything, and so getting to learn more about the life of St. Francis and how his life is kind of, like, an inspiration for the university, that was a really cool experience in that way, and, again, an experience you wouldn't get anywhere else. Yeah, it was just a very good opportunity to learn more about our faith and also the history of Briarcliff University and the benefits of a liberal arts education through the university as well.
Did you do a service project last semester, or is that this semester that you'll do that?
We did the service projects this last week for the freshmen come back a week early and for a week of service in the community, and that was a really cool experience as well.
Very good. We're going to come back to that because we have to take a little break. We have to get a few words in from our sponsors, underwriters, and maybe an inspirational message, and we'll be right back with Faith in Action.